Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football was played over the weekend, Woj. I know you were off yesterday. I was on in the morning with Stoney. We did a full four-hour breakdown of Michigan and Michigan State. But you have a little question that you want to throw out there.
On both teams.
Yes.
Now, watched both games, night games, obviously. Was scintillated at times by each team in different ways, mildly horrified in different times in different ways. So very simply this, because they won by about the same amount, almost exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Over similar opponents. Meh, you know. Is there, and you have to say what it was about the game, alarming or no harm done? You understand what I'm saying here, Bogey?
Okay, yeah.
With Michigan or Michigan State, because everybody's sort of like, you heard D'Antonio today. He was really, really almost like angry at his offense. Even calling out like receivers for not running hard all
Toughness,
the way.
Effort. Yeah. Really digging into his offense.
Okay, so with Michigan State, it's obviously the defense and the offense. Michigan is not that much of a split. Because the offense also had its miscues and the defense played well at times.
Mm-hmm.
Was it more alarming for either one? No harm done. More alarming? No harm done.
Boy, you are just really getting back into the swing of things after that long weekend.
248-539-9797. I will not abide your sarcasm. Ticket text is the 97136. And I have two different answers myself.
Okay, well, then we'll see where you're going, because I have two different answers as well.
Oh.
For me,
oh boy,
alarming and sound the alarm.
For both?
With Michigan State.
Oh, ooh, okay.
That offense, after an entire offseason, the staff shuffling, new coordinator, everything's going to be fine. Get back on the ship. D'Antonio's going to turn this thing around. It looks exactly the same as we saw a year ago. And I know injuries are playing a factor. They certainly played a factor a year ago for Michigan State. But honestly, D'Antonio coming out and being as open and honest, calling out his offense, I think that tells you right there, there's alarms being sounded in the offices in East Lansing.
It does. I agree.
I mean, you know, he said, what did he say? He's not panicking. Well, that press conference tells me that he's got a big time worry that maybe, just maybe, he made a mistake and this staff isn't going to be able to get it right.
I respect that he came out and said what he did.
So do I.
And if it is signaling the alarm bells, which it kind of is, I respect that. No sense sugarcoating. No sense playing patty cake, right? Sometimes that's what happens when you just move around the deck chairs. If that's the case.
It seemed to be an
admission
of...
that was the case in the offseason. They just moved around the deck chairs.
Yes. And if you weren't panicking in the offseason, you know, looking at everything that transpired, for you to say you're not panicking now, I think it's ridiculous. I do. That offense, I think, is in trouble. Big time trouble. And that's unfortunate because their defense is so fun to watch and so engaging and so dominant, especially up front. I don't want them to waste the defense, but I'm afraid it's going to be much of like what we saw last year where the offense just can't match it and can't help them out.
Well, is it alarming that Kenny Willekes will lead the Big Ten in scoring?
Can they just put Kenny Willekes on offense too? He can be like Bobby Boucher. You know, he'll be the fullback for Michigan State as well. Just give him the ball and let him barrel through.
Ball there, get. And he gets it. Every time.
That makes football players sound so stupid.
No.
Ball, there,
no, but he does have a singular focus.
Yes.
And they wanted to cause more turnovers and score touchdowns on defense. I don't think they realized they actually needed to score touchdowns on defense, but they did. I'm with you. I think it is alarming, the Michigan State offense. But is this fair? It's not balanced out, but the defense is so good that it mitigates somewhat of the alarm of the offense. I think Michigan, the offense and the defense.
Questions.
It was the same to me. It was some good signs and then some fumbles and drop passes and some bad signs. I don't want to see the two quarterbacks, one playing receiver formation.
Please don't ever put Dylan McCaffrey in the slot again.
No, you have speed in space.
Oh, my gosh.
Use speed in space.
Yes.
Not
I would agree.
In space.
No, yeah. I'm totally with you there. Hopefully they throw that package out. And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. I'm with you as well as it pertains to Michigan, because I won't sound an alarm until we see these problems happening in a big game. Like, if there's anything that Harbaugh has kind of proven here over 4 years, and it hasn't been much, to be honest here. But
win a big game.
what he has proven is they can handle their business against the inferior opponents for the most part.
Yeah.
So it comes down to Notre Dame, Michigan State, Ohio State. And I'm not going to sit here and sound an alarm after one game. I think there was a lot of experimenting going on. There was a lot of rotating. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of different formations.
Everybody played, it seemed like.
Yes, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of got that vibe. So yeah, sure, some mistakes, but nothing looks fundamentally broken.
No, but you might not have to wait till Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State. In 2 weeks,
Wisconsin,
they play at Wisconsin's a good team. That's on the road.
And
after
Wisconsin may have looked the best of any Big Ten team opening weekend. I know it's South Florida, but
I mean, I thought South Florida was supposed to be okay under Charlie Strong, but they look god awful.
I think it was Hatchett that said leading up to that game that Wisconsin's I think you said it on the podcast. Cash the ticket. You said South Florida's defense was like rush defense was 120th in the nation last year or something.
It was. Yes.
See, Hatchett was dropping some knowledge. That's right.
I try my best.
Yeah. And Wisconsin took full advantage of it.
Speaking of dropping knowledge, you weren't here on Friday with me. I revealed a new segment of our show, and it is hit again. You know how Sully has his little locked and cocked? What is it called?
Yeah.
Cocked and loaded.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. He's got that thing. I came up with one. We played around with the name. I thought maybe it should just be loaded and loaded. but we came up with Woj. I kind of like that one, but a ticket texter came up with Win and Tonic.
Oh, I saw that on the Twitter.
Win and Tonic.
Yeah.
First three Win and Tonic bets that Woj gave you, all of them hit relatively easily.
Really?
Minnesota not to cover against South Dakota State. Didn't come close to covering.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin to cover against South Florida. Destroyed them.
Yep, killed
and
them.
And then I said it's stealing money, but I'll take the freebie. Alabama to cover against Duke.
Although I was looking pretty hairy for a second there.
It never looks that hairy.
Bama didn't score until 10 minutes to go until halftime.
That
was like,
matter.
Whoa, what is going on
here? The only time it gets scary with Alabama or Clemson when you've laid the points is when that other crappy little team, when they get their one score, they're allowed one score.
Yes.
When it's a touchdown instead of a field goal. When Duke settled for the field goal.
You knew it was over.
Yeah, it was over. The only way you get in trouble is if that one score is a touchdown.
Yep.
And the spread was 35 and a half. They won by 39. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They won by 39.
Yeah, because that's another one I had on Cash the Ticket. I was wrong.
Oh, boy. Win
Glad
and
I
tonic.
Didn't hear that one.
Woji thinks he's just going to reserve Win and Tonic for college football.
Really? Yeah.
I'm not going to muck it up. I heard the Sully kid did a WNBA game today at David's behest.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
We've officially...
Yeah.
Has Sully gone full leech?
Like, he's tired of baseball. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Just bet against the Orioles and the Tigers. That's all you get. Actually, the Orioles won today. They beat the Rays, so never mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.